我们打开马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 through 4.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered.
那试探人的近前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们真是感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank and praise you.
实在是你用荣耀和美德召了我们。
Truly, with your glory and your goodness, you've called us.
今天我们站在你的面前。
Today we stand before you.
全都是你自己的恩典。
It's all because of your grace.
我们把这段时间恭敬地交托在恩主的手中。
We commit the following time into your hands.
让我们众人在你面前都敞着脸。
So that we all come to you with an open face.
我们愿意在这里看见你的荣美。
So that we can see your glory.
我们愿意被你的爱所吸引。
We like to be drawn by your love.
我们愿意把我们自己再一次的奉献在你的手中。
We like to offer ourselves into your hands.
求主悦纳我们的祷告。
May you delight in our prayer.
用你的同在覆庇我们每一个人。
Cover us with your presence.
听我们的祈求
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们下午这三次的主题是我们从圣经的角度来看进化的理论
Our three meetings in the afternoons is focusing on the theme is looking at evolution from the Bible's point of view.
不过我们最后一次重点是在这个个人的一些的见证
This last time I'll focus on personal testimony
我们曾经讲过当魔鬼来试探主的时候
We've mentioned that when the devil came to tempt the Lord
他背后那个灵是非常邪恶的
The spirit behind it is very evil
我们曾经跟大家交通过在进化理论后面的那个灵和在这个试探里面所显出那个灵是一个
I've shared with you before that the spirit behind the evolution is the same spirit that's behind the temptation to the Lord
他要让人忘记自己到底是谁
He allows people to forget who they are
弟兄姊妹我们乃是神所造的
Brothers and sisters, we are called by God.
我们乃是照着神的形象造的。
We are created in God's image.
今天这个时代，他们常常讨论许许多多的问题。
In this day and age, we often discuss a lot of different questions and issues.
很多的时候，我们觉得说他们所讨论乃是人类起源的问题。
A lot of times, we feel that they're discussing about the origin of human beings.
弟兄姊妹，其实不是。
Brothers and sisters, it's not the case.
背后。那个焦点不是到底人从哪里来。
The focus behind it all is not where would human come from.
那个焦点乃在乎我们人到底是谁。
The focus is the question of what are man, who are man.
我们如果跟很多的朋友在讨论我们从哪里来。
If we share with our friends and discuss about where we come from.
有的时候就算他。承认你所交通的。
Sometimes even they admit to or confess to what you've shared with them.
是神所造的。
It's that it's created by God.
但是在他们的心灵的深处。
But in the deepest part of their hearts.
他们仍然认为自己是个动物。
They still feel that and consider themselves animals.
从进化来是个动物。
They are evolved from animal.
如果从神造的也是个动物。
Even if it's created by God, they are still animals.
这是仇敌那个背后的非常诡诈的那个诡计。
This is a very tricky scheme that's made by the Satan or devil.
我们也交通过当魔鬼在试探主的时候。
We've also shared about when Satan, a devil came to tempt Jesus.
他不仅仅要让人忘记自己是谁。
Not only he wants men to forget who they are.
他更让人忘记他所代表的是谁。
He also wants them to forget what they represent.
弟兄姊妹，我们乃是神的荣耀的彰显。
Brothers and sisters, we are manifestation of God's glory.
仇敌盼望人成为他的彰显。
The enemy wants men to manifest him.
让人落在罪恶的当中。
So that men would fall into sin.
落在没有指望的当中。
Fall into hopelessness.
让人在活在世上没有指望，没有神。
So that men will live in this world without hope and without God.
活在地上毫无意义。
And they will live a meaningless life.
真的就好像动物一样。
Just like an animal.
但是当我们在仔细读这段圣经的时候，
But as we read and study this passage carefully,
我们发现魔鬼他的那个试探还没有停在这里。
We find out that the devil did not stop his temptation here.
他一上来就跟主讲一句话。
When he first came to Jesus, he said these words.
你若是神的儿子。
He said, if you are the son of God.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
难道魔鬼在这里是承认主耶稣是神的儿子吗？
Is he confessing that Jesus or the Lord is the son of God?
难道他在这里宣告说这一位乃是神所差来的吗？
Is he proclaiming that this is the one sent by God?
不是的。
It's not so.
我们知道圣经在记载这些经文的时候，
We know that when the Bible records this,
它乃是有上下文的。
There is a context to it.
如果我们读第三章末了，
If we read the end of chapter 3,
你发现我们的主在那里受施洗约翰的浸。
You will find that our Lord was baptized by John the Baptist.
当我们的主从水里上来的时候，
When our Lord came out from the water,
天就开了。
Heaven opened up.
圣灵好像鸽子一样住在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit came down to him like a dove.
从天上就有声音说，
There was a voice from heaven that says,
这是我的爱子。我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
当魔鬼说你若是神的儿子的时候，
When devil says that if you are the son of God,
他所指的乃是指的天父所说的那句话。
He's referring to what the heavenly father said.
他说神的儿子是什么意思呢？
What did he mean when he says son of God?
就是神所特别喜爱。
He said, this is the one that God was pleased with.
你是神所爱的。
You are the beloved son of God.
是神唯一所爱的。
You are the only one that God loves.
如果你是神所爱的。
If you are the one who God loves,
你怎么会挨饿四十天呢？
Why would you be in hunger for 40 days?
我们弟兄曾经交通过他一点的经历。
Our brothers has shared upon his experience.
你知道共产党让他饿了两个星期。
He said the communists let him go without food for 2 weeks.
难道你的天父会让你饿四十天吗？
Would your heavenly father let you go without food for 40 days?
有这样爱的父亲吗？
Is there such a loving father?
难道这世界上还有爱的神吗？
Is there a loving God in this world?
有这样的父亲忍心吗？
Is there such a father who can do this?
这是魔鬼更深的诡计。
This is a deeper trick of Satan.
他让人怀疑神的存在。
He wants men to doubt the existence of God.
但他不直接做这件事情。
But he does not do it directly.
他让你首先怀疑神的大爱。
First, he lets you doubt the love of God.
如果你真的怀疑了神的爱，
If you doubt God's love,
你发现慢慢的你就觉得神就不存在了。
Then slowly, gradually, you will feel that he doesn't exist.
这是仇敌非常诡诈的那个诡计。
This is a very cunning scheme of the Satan.
如果你跟朋友们谈福音的时候，
if you are sharing gospel with your friends,
你发现几乎每一个人都怀疑神爱。
You will find out that almost everyone has a doubt for the love of God.
这是仇敌的诡计。
This is a scheme of the enemy.
我们看见仇敌在引诱头一个人的时候也是这样。
We see that when the devil tempted the first man, it's the same way.
他跟夏娃这样讲。
He said this to Eve.
你知道吗？神有一样宝贝没有给你。
Did you know that God didn't give you this precious thing, this treasure?
他没有让你知道善恶哎。
He didn't let you know how to discern between good and evil.
他让你做白痴，你知道吗？
He's making you a dumb person.
神不爱你。
God doesn't love you.
神不够爱你。
He doesn't love you enough.
如果他真的那么爱你的话，
If he really loves you so much,
他哪会留下一样好处不给你呢？
How can he hold back something that's good and not give it to you?
所以夏娃就上了当了。
So Eve fell for the trick.
所以她就怀疑神的爱。
So she started to doubt God's love.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
仇敌今天引诱神的儿女也是用同样的办法。
The enemy tempt the children of God in the same way.
他如果直接要让你不相信神的存在，这是很难的一件事。
If he wants to directly let you not believe the existence of God, it's a very hard thing.
但是他让你觉得神不爱你。
But he lets you feel that God doesn't love you.
有的时候我们真的落在长期的苦难的当中。
Sometimes we fall into a long period of suffering.
有的时候我们工作失去了。
Sometimes we lose our job.
不是一天两天的事。
It's not a matter of one day or two days.
有的时候是半年甚至一年两年的事啊。
Sometimes a half a year, one year, or even 2 years.
我们好像也在旷野一样。
We felt as if we are in the wilderness.
那试探人的就一定要来的。
The tempter will come.
神不爱你了。
God doesn't love you.
也许从前你觉着当你蒙恩典的时候，
Maybe when you are so blessed in the past.
从前当你站在那里为神做见证的时候，
When you were testifying for God.
你真的觉得天都向你开了，
You felt the heaven would open for you.
你觉得神在全世界好像就爱你一个人一样，
You feel that God only loves you in the whole wide world.
但现在神不爱你，
But now God doesn't love you.
神把你忘了。
God forget you.
有的时候我们落在极大的苦难的当中。
Sometimes we fall into this great hardship.
好像我们落到了谷底一样。
Sometimes we're at the bottom of the valley.
我们请弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
We ask brothers and sisters to pray for us.
越祷告，情形越糟糕。
The more you pray, the matter got worse.
我们常常有的时候经历这样的经历。
Oftentimes we have such experiences.
这个时候，那试探人呢就来告诉你说，神现在不爱你了。
At this time, the tempter will come to you and say, "Now God doesn't love you."
如果我们不小心的话，
If we're not careful,
我犯罪了，
I sin,
仇敌更来控告你，
Then the enemy would charge you.
神不会再爱你了，
God won't love you anymore.
从神生的就不犯罪，
Those who are born of God will not sin anymore.
他会用圣经来控告你的，
He would use a word from the Bible to charge you.
恐怕你没得救。
So, maybe you're not really saved.
所以神绝对不会再爱你了。
So God will not love you ever.
仇敌总是让我们和神之间有一个阻隔。
The enemy wants a division, an obstacle between God and us.
这是仇敌的诡计。
This is a trick of the enemy.
如果我们真的中了仇敌的诡计，
If we fall for his tricks,
我们就怀疑神的爱。
We will start to doubt God's love.
我们就开始。怀疑神的存在。
We'll start to doubt the existence of God.
那么仇敌为什么要让我们怀疑神的存在呢？
Why does the enemy want us to doubt the existence of God?
因为仇敌知道一件事。
Because the enemy knows one thing.
如果人活在信心的里面，
If a man lives by faith,
他就与神的恩典紧紧地连接在一起。
He's closely connected with the grace of God.
神的恩典乃是人最大的保护。
God's grace is the greatest protection for man.
他为什么不能胜过主耶稣呢？
Why can he not overcome Jesus?
他在那隐藏了30年里面，我相信他是不遗余力的在那里试探主耶稣。
I believe during those 30 years when Jesus was hidden, he was trying with all his might to tempt Jesus.
但他知道一件事。
But he knew one thing.
我们的主耶稣乃是和神的恩典紧紧地连在一起。
Our Lord Jesus is very closely bound with the grace of God.
我们的主当他出生的时候
When our Lord was born
当他长大的时候
When he was growing up
圣经上有这样的描写
The Bible has described this
孩子渐渐长大
The child grows up
强健起来
And becomes stronger
充满智慧
Filled with wisdom
又有神的恩在他的身上
And there is the grace of God upon him
我们的主从小就认识神的恩典
Our Lord knows God's grace from a young age.
他也天天活在神的恩典的当中。
Every day he lives in the grace of God.
诗篇也是这样告诉我们。
The Psalms also tell us.
他以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
And the grace is the crown of the days.
他的路径都滴下之油。
And his path is dripping with oil.
我们的主在地上走的一生都是恩典的道路。
And all the path that's walked by our Lord is filled with grace.
仇敌知道一件事
The enemy knows one thing.
如果他让第二个人失败的话
If he lets the second man fail
他必须让他和神的恩典脱节
He has to get him away from the grace of God
他必须怀疑神的存在
That he needs to doubt the existence of God
所以这就是为什么他要在那里挑拨人和神之间的关系
That's why he needs to make conflicts between the relationship of God and man.
他要借着人怀疑神的大爱
He let men doubt God's love.
让人失去信心
And through this doubt that they will lose faith.
从神的恩典里面脱节
So that they will depart away from God's grace.
什么时候人和神的恩典脱节了
Whenever man departs from the grace of God.
人就落在失败了
Men would go into failure.
这是仇敌的诡计。
This is the scheme of the enemy.
这是更深的诡计。
This is a deeper scheme.
我们实在要感谢赞美我们的主。
We truly need to thank and praise our Lord.
我们的主说，人活着不是单靠食物。
Our Lord said that man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
主这里告诉我们。
The Lord is telling us here.
人活着乃是和神的旨意连接在一起。
Man lives and it should be closely connected with God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们和我们的神有一个前途。
Brothers and sisters, we and our God have one future.
我们有一个共同的前途。
We have the same future.
弟兄姊妹，什么都不能够使我们与神的爱隔绝的。
Brothers and sisters, there's nothing can depart us away from God's love.
主这里告诉他的仇敌。
The Lord is telling his enemy,
虽然可以没有食物,
although there can be no food,
但是有恩典,
but there is grace.
圣经上告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
神的旨意和他的恩典总是连接在一起,
the will of God is always connected with his grace.
保罗在提摩太书信告诉我们,
in the Timothy epistle, Paul has told us,
他以圣召召了我们,
He calls us with his holy calling.
不是按照我们的行为。
It's not according to our action.
乃是照着他的旨意和恩典。
But it's according to his will and to his grace.
如果神在人身上有一个旨意的话。
If there's a will upon man from God.
就有恩典来成全。
Then he has sufficient grace to fulfill it.
虽然在那里有饥饿。
Although there might be hunger.
饥饿有饥饿的恩典。
Hunger in hunger, there is grace there.
两个星期的饥饿有两个星期饥饿的恩典。
Two weeks of hunger, there is sufficient grace for 2 weeks of hunger.
四十天的饥饿有四十天饥饿的恩典。
40 days of hunger, and there is 40 days of grace.
我们知道主他受魔鬼的试探。
We know that our Lord was tempted by this devil.
不是我们主自己的意思。
It's not of his own will.
是圣灵的引导。
He's led by the Holy Spirit.
是百分之百出于神的。
100% it's from God's will.
是百分之百出于神的旨意的。
It's 100% from God's will.
如果是出于神的旨意。
If it is of God's will.
他就有足够的恩典来托住我们。
He will have sufficient grace to support us.
弟兄姊妹，我们是要敬拜我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, as long as we worship our God
赞美我们的主,
and praise our Lord,
他完全得胜,
he overcomes completely.
他为我们识破了仇敌的诡计,
he sees through the tricks.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天 我们时时刻刻要活在神的恩典的当中。
Today we need to live every moment in the grace of God.
什么时候我们离开神的恩典
？Anytime if we depart away from His grace，
马上就失败。
Immediately we'll fail.
无论我们从前有多少的经历
，No matter how much experience we may have，
无论我们有多少属灵的知识
，No matter how much spiritual knowledge you may have，
仇敌一下就把我们打败了。
The enemy will attack us immediately.
如果我们活在神恩典的当中
，If we live in the grace of God，
我们就立于不败之地。
We can stand unbeaten ground。
无论是什么样的环境
，No matter what kind of surroundings or environment，
恩典永远是够我们使用的。
His grace is sufficient for us。
我想，这是我们每一个人可以做见证的。
I think this is what every one of us can testify for。
我们每个人的一生其实都是恩典的故事。
Every one of us has the story of grace to tell。
我们一生所走过的道路都是恩典的道路。
All the path and all the way we walk in our lives are a path of grace。
所以我想就借着这个机会，和大家见证一点我个人蒙恩的经历。
I think I'll use this opportunity to share with you some of my testimony of grace。
我。是生长在一个无神论的国家。
I was brought up in a country of atheists.
从小就告诉我们没有神。
From a very young age, we were told that there is no God.
但是非常的稀奇。
But interestingly, amazingly,
在我幼小的心灵的里面
，in my very young heart and spirit,
我老觉得有上帝。
I often felt that there is a God.
特别是我有难办的事情的时候
，especially when I come with difficulties，
我盼望能够有个地方去祷告。
I hope for, wish for a place to pray。
我不懂什么叫祷告。
I didn't know what was praying。
我就看在电影里面，他们在那里做这个动作。
But I saw in the movies that they do this action。
所以我想，我找一个没有人的地方。
So I want to find a place where there's no man。
当我觉得我特别有需要的时候。
When I feel that I have special needs，
我觉得我需要做这样的动作。
I feel that I have a need to do this。
我特别怕别人看见我。
But I was afraid to be seen by others。
那个是迷信呢。
That is superstition。
那是很羞耻的事情。
This is a shameful thing。
可是我没有办法。
But I have no way。
我真的想做这样的动作。
I really feel like I have to do it。
因为人在这一生的当中。
Because in our lives。
太多靠不住的事情。
There are so many things that are uncontrollable。
太多你要想得到的。
There are things that you want and desire for，
可你得不到。
But you cannot get it。
所以经常做这样的动作。
So I often do this。
有一次我记得非常的清楚的一次。
There's one incident I remember clearly。
这个在高中，不是高中，对不起，初中。
It was during my junior high school time。
我真盼望在班上得第一名。
I was afraid to came first。
希望。
I really hope to come first in my scores and。
我虽然能进前五名，
grade,
但是从来没有拿过第一名。
I often come within the first five places in the class, but I've never come to the very top.
可是那几个跟我竞争的都太厉害了。
Because my competitors, they are truly a great.
实在是比不过人家。
I cannot win over them.
所以我就找个地方。
So I found a place.
没有人看见的地方。
No one can see me.
我就跟上帝讲。
I told God.
我要得第一。
I have to come first this time.
上帝帮助我。
God, please help me.
上帝保佑我。
God, please bless me.
我看看有没有人看我。
I looked around and saw no one has seen me.
我觉得做的动作越多的话呢，上帝就会越听我。
I felt that if I make these crosses, the more times I make it, then then God would help me even more.
那一次的期末考试。
At that time, at finals exam.
我得第一名。
I came first.
非常奇妙的第一名。
Oh, it's wonderful. I came first.
拿第一名以后，觉得原来自己也不差嘛。
So after I came into this number one, I felt well, I wasn't so bad.
不需要那么迷信，对不对？
Well, it's not superstition.
太迷信了。
It's too much of this superstition.
这个就把这个事又给忘掉了。
Then I forgot about this incident.
那么后来就到了另外一个最难的事情。
And then that came to the most difficult thing that I'm faced with. That is to leave the country.
我们那个时候出国跟现在出国完全不一样。
At that time, it's a different matter when we are leaving the country.
那个时候对我来讲，出国比登山还难，比登天还难，可以这么讲。
At that time, to leave the country is harder than to try to get to heaven.
因为我没有任何的门路。
Because I have no connections anywhere.
没有这个所谓的海外关系。
I have no overseas relationship.
所以公安局不给我护照。
So the police will not give me the visa.
No, the passport.
Passport agency will not give me a visa.
No.
Oh, will not give me a passport.
这个那个时候签证倒是蛮容易得的。
Actually, visas are quite easy to obtain.
但是政府不给你护照。
But the government will not give you a passport.
啊，逼的是走投无路。
And I have no way to go.
又想起这个曾经祷告过的那个上帝。
Then I recall this God that I prayed to once.
我说上帝，这次非得帮助我不可。
I said, God, you have to help me this time.
无论如何得帮助我。
No matter what, you have to help me.
我已经是背水一战
了。I'm fighting with nothing now.
我已经是破釜沉舟。
I am so determined.
这个我的后路都绝了。
I have no way to turn back.
那天天画十字。
And every day I was doing these crosses on me.
非常的奇妙。
And miraculously,
我就来到美国。
I came to the States.
那个护照给我的，实在说没有一个人可以想象我怎么得到的。
No one can imagine how I obtained that passport.
那是在绝对不可能情形下我得到那个护照。
And under the most unlikely situation, I received this passport.
到了美国又把它给忘了。
And I came to the States and I forgot about God again.
因为我那些朋友都把我给吹到天上去了。
Because my friends would put me in a position that's so high.
他们说有志者事竟成。
And so as long as you have the will, there is a way.
哎呀，他们好羡慕我。
They were jealous of me.
因为那个时候出国，大家还很羡慕的。
Because people are jealous of people who can get out leaving the country.
那么当我出国以后。
So after I left the country.
我的生活学业都非常的顺利。
My life and my studies went very smoothly.
我在医学院里面。
I was in a medical school.
那个时候在休斯顿的那个房价非常的便宜。
And the housing prices in Houston was very cheap.
学校里面的 dorm 那个宿舍。
The housing dormitories at schools.
全都包的。
It was included.
连洗衣机都包的。
And even the washing machine was included in service.
180块钱。
A monthly, you have to pay $180.
我们那个时候因为医学院，所以奖金也很多。
I was in the medical school, and they had lots of scholarships.
生活非常的 easy.
And the livelihood was easy.
那么这个学业嘛，也没有拿 C， 反正都过去了。
My studies was doing okay. I didn't get even a C.
但是在我的里面充满了空虚。
But inside of me, there is a void.
我是研究生命科学的。
I study the science of life.
我越研究生命科学。
The more I study about the science of life.
我越不知道生命到底是什么。
The more I feel lost about what is life.
我非常的痛苦。
I was in pain.
虽然在人的眼中我非常的好。
Although in the eyes of others, I'm doing well.
我写信回去跟他们讲美国怎么好怎么好怎么好。
When I wrote back to my family, I told them how good it is here.
但我里面充满了痛苦。
But inside of me, there is a pain.
我不知道人为什么活着。
I don't know why man lives.
我们知道我们在搞那些医学的研究。
I know we have medical studies.
我们研究那个细胞。
We research these cells.
我们研究的非常的这个仔细。
We study in great detail.
我们已经研究到那个分子的水平。
We study into molecules.
可是那些不能告诉我们人生的意义。
But it doesn't tell me the meaning of life.
因为那个细胞跟这个人是两码事。
Because those cells has nothing to do with human man.
我们在这讲话的时候
，When we're talking，
可能几十万的细胞已经死掉了。
Maybe millions, thousands and tens of thousands of cells have died.
但这个人的生命没有任何影响。
But there's no effect on this life.
可能他更加老练一点。
Maybe he's maturing.
也许他更加成熟一点。
He becomes more mature.
所以当我在那里思想生命问题的时候
，So when I'm thinking about the question of life，
生命到底是什么
？What is life？
人到底为什么要活着
？Why do men live？
我不知道。
I don't know。
我很痛苦。
I was in pain。
所以我就用外面的东西来填补那个虚空。
So I was trying to use outward things to fill that void。
那个时候，有些从台湾来的弟兄姊妹非常爱我们。
At that time, there are some brothers and sisters from Taiwan who loved us.
他们周末就请这些学生到他们家里去吃饭。
During the weekends, they would invite us, students, into their homes and for dinners. 我们像
老鼠躲猫一样，天天的到了周末就到处藏。
We are like rats, mouses trying to hide from the cats. We try to hide from them.
千万不要让他们抓住。
We don't want to be caught by them.
就抓住他们用车把你拉去的。
Because once they get you, they would drive you in the cars.
因为那个时候我们还没有买车子。
Because at that time we didn't have cars.
所以他们就带我们去买菜。
So they'll take us on grocery trips.
买菜是可以的。
It's good to go shopping for grocery.
去他们那儿那可真是非常可怕的地方。
It's terrible to have to go to their places.
但是有的时候没有办法，只好被他们拉去了。
But sometimes there's no escape, then we are dragged over there.
觉得特别倒霉。
And I feel really, really bad.
今天没逃成。
It's really bad luck. I didn't escape today.
去了以后，就看见他们为我们所预备的。
When we get there, we see all that they prepare for us.
有一个姊妹啊。一个人为我们预备了两桌子菜。
There's one sister who by herself prepared a table full of banquet.
我里面真的非常受感动。
I was really touched inside.
虽然外面嘴巴很硬啊。
Although I was tough by my words.
我都吃过了。
I said I've eaten.
不过尝一尝。
But I want to taste it.
这个一直都会说谎的嘛，对不对
？I know how to lie.
这个尝的比人家吃的还多。
What I only tasted is more than what people would eat.
他们这个吃饱了喝足了。
And so I finished eating and drinking.
他们就开始给我们讲。
They started to talk to us.
一个字都听不懂。
I cannot understand one word.
真的说心里话，一个字都听不懂。
It's truly I could not understand even one word.
因为那个时候从台湾的弟兄姊妹，他们不知道我们在想些什么。
Because at that time, brothers and sisters from Taiwan, they don't know what we think inside.
但他们非常的爱主。
But they truly love the Lord.
他们就是来爱我们。
They loved us.
他们就是单纯的把福音告诉我们。
They simply want to tell us the gospel.
哎呀，我想反正人家这么好，咱们就别讲什么话了。
And so well, they're so good to us. Well, we just keep quiet.
所以我就一人坐在角落里那么待着。
So I sit in the corner.
我就想，反正等他们讲完了，我们就该回家了。
I thought that you know after they're done talking, then we can go home.
哎，他们一看这个人不讲话。
Well, they looked at me and thought, well, this person is so quiet.
其他那几个跟他们在那里争啊，怎么辩呢？
It's not like the others. They will start debate with them.
这是好土。
This is a good soil.
他们就把我给包围起来了。
So they surrounded me.
他这个东讲一句，西讲一句。
And they will start talking to me at the same time.
我心里想，实在对不起，我说你们讲的我实在是不懂。
I said, I'm truly sorry. I truly cannot understand what you're talking about.
你们是很好的人。
You are good people.
我很尊敬你们。
I respect you.
你们对我很好。
You are good to me.
我对你们也不错。
I'm not bad to you either.
所以我们算公平嘛，对不对
？So it's fair.
所以就不要再讲了嘛。
So can you stop talking now?
感谢神。
Thank God.
我记得在我去的第二次。
I remember the second time I went there.
那次也是毫不得非常不得已的去了。
And that was also I was not able to escape and I had to go.
我还是采取同样的 trick.
I employed the same trick.
所以也是在那里不吭气儿。
So I didn't say anything.
那么人又把我围起来了。
So they surround me again.
又在那里讲。
And they started to talk.
有一个弟兄讲了一句话。
One brother said something.
不是你信耶稣啊，神要把永远的生命赐给你。
He said, if you believe in Jesus, God will give you eternal life.Oh, these words came into my heart. All of a sudden, I felt I understood what's the meaning of life. I said, if God was real, He is the meaning of my life. Because He's going to give me the life. So I was still trying to think. So I subconsciously I nodded my head.
这一点头就不要紧的。
This is not significant.
他们就开始放水了。
They started to turn on the water.
他们要给我受洗了。
They were going to baptize me.
然后他们就带我去祷告。
And they were going to let me in prayer.
我说我不知道，什么都不懂哎。
I said, I didn't know anything. I don't know anything.
没关系，我说一句你就跟我说一句。
They said, doesn't matter. You just copy what I said.
我说好吧，反正你们说吧，我就跟你说就好了。
So I said, okay, whatever you say, I'll just copy you.
我说既然神都把生命赐给我，你说几句话也算不得什么了。
I said, well, if God's going to give me his life, then a few words won't count for nothing.
所以那天晚上我就受洗了。
So that night I was baptized.
回去以后啊，我那些朋友就跟我讲。
When I went back, my friends told me.
说你这小子不怎么样。
You're no good.
昨天你还是哥们儿。
Yesterday you're still a buddy.
今天你怎么成了弟兄了
？How come today you become a brother?
讲道，讲道，跟我们讲道。
Go preach to us.
到底怎么回事
？What's the matter with you?
我一句都讲不出来。
I cannot say anything.
什么都不懂，说实在的。
I didn't understand anything.
什么救恩了，什么？什么都不懂。
Whatever salvation I don't know anything.
但我里面好像有一句话。
But inside of me, it seems like there are some words.
我有的你们没有。
What I have, you don't have.
我真感谢神。
I thank God.
虽然他们非常的得意。
Although they were very pleased.
虽然他们在嘲笑我。
They were laughing at me.
但是我里面有一句话。
But inside of me, there's a sentence.
我有的你们没有。
What I have, you don't have.
我不知道我有的是什么。
I don't know what I have.
我真感谢神。
I truly thank God.
神的恩典实在是过于人所求所想。
God's grace is beyond what man can imagine.
他就是这样拯救了我。
This way he saved me.
回想起来，我实在感谢神。
When I recall this, I truly thank God.
真的不在乎那定义的，不在乎那奔跑的。
And it's not up to what they scheme and how they run.
实在是在乎那发怜悯的神。
It's up to the God who shows mercy.
那么当我蒙恩得救以后
，After I was saved by grace，
看见弟兄姊妹我就喜乐。
I was joyful when I see brothers and sisters。
看见他们我就特别喜乐。
When I see them, I feel joyful。
我不知道那个喜乐从哪里来的。
I don't know where the joy comes from。
我也不懂得什么叫圣经。
I didn't know what's about Bible。
他们跟我讲，圣经讲的都是对的。
And they told me whatever the Bible says is true。
我说对，没错，圣经讲都是对的。
I said yes, that's right。
其实我连一个字都没读过。
Actually, I didn't even read one word of it。
可是我又怕他们。
But I was afraid of them。
他们带我去聚会。
They brought me to their meetings。
哎呀，我想我这个永生是有了。
I said, well, now I have eternal life。
哎呀，这个世界还这么可爱了。
But this world is so lovely。
美国很可爱的。
The United States is lovely。
还没有玩够了。
I still haven't have a good time enough。
太多的这个享受还没有享受过来。
There is so much things, good things that we can enjoy。
所以我就。那个电话就常常把它拔掉。
So often I would unplug my phone.
所以他们找不到我。
So they can't find me.
所以他们也没法带我去聚会。
So they couldn't take me to their meetings.
所以我就陷在世界的享乐里面。
So I was trapped in the worldly things.
是感谢神。
But thank God.
像我们弟兄所讲的。
Just like our brother shared.
如果是出于神。
If it was from God.
他不会让你走。
He will not let you go.
他在我的环境里面兴起很多的这个难处。
In my surroundings, he raised a lot of hard situations.
他让我所有世上的朋友都不理我了。
He allows all my friends from the world to desert me.
我不仅受到羞耻。
Not only I had shame brought upon me.
沾染了一身的污秽。
And I had filth brought upon me.
我里面原来刚得救那个平安根本就没有了。
The initial peace that I had when I was first saved was lost.
感到非常的难过。
I felt very shameful, sad.
又感到生命没有意义。
And I felt that life is no meaning anymore.
我想可能神也不会再要我了。
And I thought that God would no longer want me.
那天我就一个人开着车子。
So that day I was driving alone.
我不知道我想去哪儿。
I didn't know where I was going.
但我就感谢神，我那天就拐到弟兄家里去了。
But I thank God that day I just got to my brother's house.
我得救差不多，可能那个时候我看看，八九年，可能得救了一年多的时间。
I think that was about a year, over a year's time since I was first saved.
可能去聚会没去过那么几次。
And now I've only been to meetings for only a few times.
那个时候是星期六的聚会。
That was a Saturday's meeting.
那天晚上。我想硬着头皮再去看看主要不要我吧。
So that evening I went and want to try to see if the Lord still wants me.
当我来到聚会里面的时候。
But when I was in the meeting.
主的同在充满在我的里面。
The Lord's presence filled me.
我觉得主赦免了我一切的罪。
I felt the Lord forgave all my sin.
我里面有一句话。
There are some words inside me.
这是你的家。
Oh, this is the house of God.
这是你的家。
This is your house, your home.
神对我讲，这是你的家。
This is your home, God has told me.
这是你的家。
This is your home.
我里面就是好感动。
I was very moved.
我就是好对不起我的神。
I felt sorry, shortchanging God.
但是神好像一点都没有记住我的罪过。
But then God didn't seem to remember any of my sins.
好像他全都忘掉了。
It's as if he's forgotten it all.
就好像父亲抱着自己的孩子。
It's as if a parent, how a parent would treat his children.
Embrace his child.
Embrace how they would embrace their child.
我里面有个感动。
There is a movement inside. A touch.
我一生一世要住在他的家里。
That I would dwell in his house forever.
我那天离开聚会的时候。
That night when I left the meeting.
那个弟兄跟我讲。
That brother told me.
常弟兄啊。
He said, Brother Chang.
以后有时间还是回来聚会吧。
If you have time, please come back to our meetings.
我说好吧。
I said okay.
但我心里说，我永远会回来的。
In my heart, I said I will come back forever.
从那天开始
From that day on,
每一个礼拜六我都去聚会
Every Saturday I would go to the meetings
每一天我都盼望那个聚会
Every day I was looking forward to the meeting
那个时候弟兄姊妹他们那个聚会是在他们的眼中是属灵光景 最低的那个时候
At that time the brothers and sisters felt that they were spiritually not doing very good
他们后来聚到最后就剩两三个人了
In the end, they end up with two or three people only in the meeting.
四个
Plus, with me, there's four people.
哦，但我就觉得像在天堂上一样。
But I felt I was in heaven.
好美。
It's beautiful.
我觉得那个地方是比全世界任何一个地方都美。
I felt that that place is more beautiful than any place else in the world.
虽然他们觉得好枯干。
Although they felt dry there.
他们连圣经都不读的。
They didn't even read the Bible.
他们就祷告几声。
They pray a few prayers.
然后就唱几个诗歌。
And sing a few hymns.
然后大家聊一聊。
And they talk for a bit.
然后我们就散会了。
And then they end the meeting.
要今天这么聚会的话。
If we meet like that today.
恐怕所有人都走掉了。
Probably everyone will be gone.
但是我觉得神实在是信实的。
But I felt that God is truly faithful.
因为他应许他的百姓。
Because he promised his people.
只要有两三个人奉他的名聚集。
If any two or three of you gather in my name.
我就在你们的当中。
I will be among you.
我每一次去我都觉得主的同在。
Every time when I go, I feel the presence of the Lord.
所以那个时候主就一直吸引我。
So at that time, the Lord is drawing me close.
那么到了那一年的十一月。
So in November of that year,
那么有一个年轻人的特会
There is a special meeting for the young people
是在这个另外一个城市
It's another city
需要开车差不多将近两个小时
It's about 2 hours drive there
我那个时候我那个车子不是很好
At that time my car doesn't function very well
那个我那个是手排档的车
It's a stick shift car
那个五档需要用手扶着的
And on the fifth gear, we have to hold by down by hand.
那个车就走不了。
If you don't hold it by hand, the car won't go.
但是我里面有一个感动。
But inside of me, there is a movement.
我要去。
I have to go.
然后有一个带领的一个年轻的弟兄，他就说我陪你去。
There is a leader brother and said, I'll go with you.
那么我开车。
I'll drive.
我带着他去。
I take him with me.
因为他也没有车子。
Because he doesn't have a car.
所以我就带着他去。
So I took him with me.
所以那天我们那天是星期五开始嘛，所以就是这个从学校回来就开着车就去了。
The meeting starts on a Friday, so we came home from school and then we went together.
那个聚会啊，所讲的是非常基本的救恩的道理。
That meeting was talking about some very basic gospel truths.
讲到主耶稣基督来到地上为我们所成就的。
He's talking about what the Lord Jesus has accomplished for us.
他是怎样为我们解决罪的问题？
How he solved the problem of sin for us.
怎样解决这个救人的问题？
How he resolved the problem of sinners.
怎样解决仇敌的问题？
How do you resolve the problem of the enemy?
解决一切的难处。
He can solve all your problems.
那个弟兄画了一个图表。
And the brother has drawn a chart.
一层一层一层一层。
There's layer and after layers.
你这这种基本救恩的道理。
Such a basic truths.
带我去的那些弟兄，跟我和很多一起去的，他们都听过不知道多少遍了。
The brothers and sisters that were there with me, they probably heard it many times.
他们有的都在那打瞌睡。
And they were taking naps there.
当我在那里坐着的时候。
But when I sat there,
神的荣耀充满在我的。
The glory of God was filling me inside.I felt God is good.
如果我这一生
if in all my life,
把我的一生都献给他
that I can offer up my life to him.
如果我这一生能够为他而活
if I can live for him all the rest of my life,
值
it's worthy.
太值了
he deserves it.
所以在头一天晚上聚会的时候
so in the first day of the meeting,
我整个的人都被神的荣耀所充满。
The whole, my whole being was filled by the glory of God.
整个的人都傻掉了。
I was like in a dumbstruck state.
人家问我什么，我好像都不知道怎么回答。
When people asked me anything, I probably didn't know how to
answer. 我里面好像只有一句话。
There seemed to be only one sentence inside of me.
神太好了。
God is truly too good.
他们问我你这个晚上开车累不累啊
？They asked me, "Did you? Are you tired after such long drive?"
神太好了。
God is too good.
你晚上。这个要到哪去休息啊
？Where are you going to rest tonight？
神太好了。
God is too good。
你吃了没有啊
？Did you eat？
神太好。
God is too good。
整个人好像都傻掉了。
I was dumbstruck。
哦，那几天我真的在天上。
That few days I felt I was in heaven。
我觉着没有什么能够比和神在一起更好。
I felt there's nothing better than to be with God。
所以那次从那个特会回来。
So that time I came back from the conference meeting.
我就来到我们年轻人的聚会。
I went back to the youth meeting.
我们年轻就只有一个人去。
There was only one young person that went.
那么带领的弟兄就跟我讲说，那你跟我们分享一下特会内容吧。
So the leader told me, can you share with us the about the meeting of this conference meeting?
我就跟他们说我要全时间奉献。
I told them I was going to offer up my life full time to God.
他们都傻了。
They were struck.
他们都不知道我在说些什么。
They didn't know what I was talking about.
他们都在看我。
They looked at me.
不过带领的弟兄吓了一跳。
And the brother was so shocked.
因为那个时候啊，我在的那个聚会，他们非常的这个推动了年轻人全时间释放。
At that time, they were trying to push and encourage these young people to consecrate themselves.
如果有人有这样的心愿的话
，If anyone who has this will,
他们要把他送到一个地方去集训。
They're going to send them to a place so that they can have special training.
我心里面何等的渴慕啊，能够去被集训呢
？And I was have such a desire inside of me to go there to be trained.
我真感谢神的恩典。
I truly thank God for His grace.
他让那个负责弟兄跟我讲一段话。
He let this leader brother told me this.
就保罗得救以后啊。
He said after Paul was saved.
他没有去集训。
He didn't go and get any training.
他就和弟兄姊妹聚在一起。
He was still with brothers and sisters.
哎，我说这话有道理。
I said, well, this means something.
我说保罗他都没有去集训呢。
Well, the Paul didn't went for this group training.
那我是谁呀
？Who am I?
算了，我不要去集训了。
Never mind, I won't go there.
所以我就那个时候，虽然里面觉得这一生我要为主而活。
So at that time, although I felt that I'm going to live for God for the rest of my life.
但是我没有去集训。
I did not go for this group training.
后来主也兴起环境来。
And the Lord raised up some environment.
让我离开了那个聚集。
So that I left that meeting.
那么就来到了现在，我聚会的这个地方。
And I came to the place where I'm meeting now.
那个实在是神的特别的带领。
That's truly a special guidance from God.
那么，来到这个聚会以后。
After I arrived to this meeting.
发现这个聚会啊，是最反对人全时间侍奉的。
And this meeting is the place where they really oppose of people giving their giving up their full-time job to serve the Lord.
好像人家从来没听说过似的。
They seem to have never heard of this.
所以他们觉得你这个学生就应该读书。
They felt that if you're a student, you should study.
就每个人都跟我讲你读书。
Everyone told me to study.
哎，对，可能是神借着他们向我说话。
Yes, I think God was telling me something through them.
所以我想说，那就好好读书吧。
So okay, I'll study well.
所以我就这个在学业上努力。
So I was studying very hard.
可我什么时候努力啊？那个学业就一塌糊涂。
So whenever I tried to study harder, the result got worse.
什么时候我在主面前又有那个心愿说我要奉献给主？
But whenever I start to have the heart to offer myself to the Lord,
我的学业特别顺利。
And my grades would become better.
我慢慢里面就明白。
And slowly I understand.
那不是我自己的意思。
That's not my own meaning or my plan.
是主他把那个意思放在我的里面。
Because it's the Lord who has placed this thought in me.
但是当我越这样感觉的时候，
But when I feel like this, the more
我越害怕。
The more scared I was.
我特别害怕听见弟兄姊妹的见证。
I especially am scared of the testimonies of brothers and sisters.
特别是像那种。像这种戴德生的这种见证啊，还有像这种传道人的见证。
Especially testimony like from Hudson Taylor or the testimony of the preachers.
我不知道你们愿意不愿意听传道人的见证。
I don't know if you like to hear the preachers' testimonies.
我那时候最怕的就是这件事情。
At that time, that's the thing that I most fear of.
因为我觉得说主就让我过那种日子。
Because the Lord let me live like that.
我说实在，我跟主说，我说我不能过那种日子。
I told the Lord that I cannot live like that.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
有个姊妹做见证。
There's a sister who testified.
她一生都服侍主。
That she served the Lord all her life.
她说她口袋里如果还有2000块钱，她才平安的话，她的神就不真。
She said if in her pocket there are $2,000, then her God is not real.
And then he had peace. 就是她如果因着那2000块钱才平安的话，她就。他的神就不真。
If she had peace because of those $2,000 in her pocket, then her God is not real.
我听了这个以后，
After I heard this,
我吓坏了。
I was really scared.
因为他说他在香港服侍的时候，
Because she said when she was serving in Hong Kong,
早上起来，
In the morning she got up,
全家只有1毛钱的港币，
And the whole family would have a total of 10 cents.
我那个时候还单身呢。
At that time I was still single.
我跟主说，哎呀，这个日子过不来。
I told the Lord that I can't live this kind of life.
我特别怕听这种见证。
I am really frightened when I listen to this kind of testimony.
好像越有这种见证，就那个声音就好像一直在向我说，你要过这样的日子。
Because the more when I heard about this testimony, it seems like the Lord is telling me to live this kind of life.
我跟主说。
I told the Lord.
我说你必须得让我有信心呐。
I said, Lord, you have to give this faith to me.
像我这样怕来怕去的，我根本不可能放下任何的东西。
People like me who is afraid of this, afraid of that, there's no way that I can do this.
我们这特别从大陆来的。
Especially I'm from China.
我穷惯了。
I'm used to being in poverty.
你知道那个我们来到美国那个开始那个时候，我们天天攒钱，你知道。
When we first came to the States, every day we're trying to make money.
Save money.
Oh, trying to.Save money.
不能 make money, 没有什么 money 和 make, 但是 save money.
We try to save money every day.
穷惯了嘛。
Because we're used to living in poverty.
我想大家这个你们要是从那个地方过来，你们能体会我的感觉。
I think if you have the same background, you can understand how I felt.
没有经济来源。
Because you have no source of income.
Impossible.
不可能的。
那我觉得神非常的怜悯。
I think God is truly merciful.
因为他在我里面激动我。
Because he's stirring me inside.
他给我很深的渴慕。
He gave me this deep desire.
他盼望，他让我能够盼望参加许多的聚会。
He makes me desire to go to all kinds of meetings.
特别是像比如像夏令聚会这样的聚会。
For example, like summer conferences.
那参加夏令聚会就需要请假。
So if you need to go to summer conference, you need to take a break, take some vacation.
但是我那个老板呢，是绝对不会给假的。
But my boss will not give me any day off.
他跟我讲说，他的学生是一个礼拜7天，一天24小时的。
He told me that his students will work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
因为他就是这样。
Because he's this way.
所以在他手下没有一个学生毕业的。
So no student will graduate under him.
半截都跑掉了。
Most, all of them would leave halfway.
我在他的手下。
I work for him.
我生病了，我不能去这个实验室。
When I was sick, I couldn't go to the lab.
我有一次我的手啊，这个摔倒了。
One time I injured my hand.
这个不能够骑车，因为那个时候我骑车去上学。
And I couldn't ride on my bike that time I was
riding a bike. 我也不能握住那个方向盘。
I couldn't hold on to the handle.
The wheel of the car.
The wheel of the car.
那么他就派个人把我接去。
So he sent somebody to give me a ride so that I could go to work.
他说你坐在实验室里比你坐在家里好。
It's better for you to sit in the lab than sitting at home.
这样的老板你怎么给他请假？
This kind of boss, how can you ask him for days off?
不过如果现在我可能还会跟他请假。
But if it was me today, then I would ask him for days off.
那个时候我实在是没有信心。
But at that time, I truly did not have faith.
我就跟主祷告。
I prayed to the Lord.
我说主，你让我去。
Lord, if you want me to go.
我人不给我开路，你给我开路。
Man does not open up a way for me, but you can.
所以我就提前把需要做的我都做好。
So I would finish all the work that I need to do ahead of time.
那么我差不多在他手下大概其去过六次的这种大型的聚会。
But during the period I was working for him, I was able to attend these six times these big conferences.
每次他都不知道。
He didn't know any of these.
他都不知道。
He didn't know.
非常的奇妙。
It's miraculous.
每次都非常的奇妙。
Every single time it was amazing.
我记得有一次。
I remember one time.
那个我跟主祷告。
I pray to the Lord.
我说这次呢，你不要让他有任何痛苦。
I said this time, don't let him have any pain.
你从前因为他有过痛苦，有过痛苦。
There's a pain.
所以呢，他就没有上班。
So that he did not go to work.
所以我就可以去夏令聚会。
So that I can go to summer conference.
那么这一次我跟主祷告，我说这个不要让他有痛苦。
This time I prayed to the Lord and I said, don't let him suffer pain.
但是让我还是能够去。
But still, would you let me go?
这么一祷告，这个又开始有点后悔。
After I prayed, I regretted my prayer immediately.
我们聚会是礼拜四去。
This meeting will start. I have to leave on Thursday.
礼拜四晚上我们一起去聚会。
Thursday night we will go together to the conference.
都到礼拜三了。
And it's Wednesday that week.
一点动静都没有。
There's no movement.
因为从前早就有动静了。
Because in the past experience, there were some things you can tell.
所以我早就有那个信心可以去夏联会。
That I have the faith that I could attend the conference.
这一次都到礼拜三晚上了。
But this time it's already Wednesday evening.
我们有祷告聚会。
We have a prayer meeting.
我就为弟兄姊妹祷告。
I will pray for brothers and sisters.
我求主释放他们。
We say we ask the Lord to release.
让他们脱离一切的捆绑都去聚会。
So that they would get rid of their bondage, they can go to the meeting.
等我回到家里，我自己怕得不得了。
So when I go home, I was so afraid.
我自己都不能去。
If I cannot go myself,
第二天，因为我已经把工作其实全都做差不多。
The next day, I've already finished all the work I'm supposed to do.
所以我就计算很多那个数据。
So I made a lot of calculations.
啊，都到吃中午饭了。
And it was noon time.
我汗都快下来了。
I started to sweat.
我说主啊，我说这个怎么还没动静啊
？I said, Lord, there's still no sign.
然后我们就中午去吃饭去了。
So it was lunchtime. We went to lunch.
等我们吃饭回来以后
，So after lunch we came back.
实验室又在动静。
There is some sign in the lab.
我不知道那个动静是怎么来的。
I didn't know where it come from.
我里面就知道神听我祷告。
But inside I know that God has listened to my prayer.
我不大知道为什么老板就走了，我不知道为什么。
I didn't know why. What the reason was that our boss left.
我不知道他第二天回来不回来。
I don't know whether he would come back the next day.
他第二天回来，他发现我不在，他会把我吃掉的。
If he came back the next day, find out I wasn't there, he would eat me alive.
因为礼拜天我去聚会，每一个礼拜一他都骂我。
Because every Sunday when I went to the meeting, every Monday he would come back and reprimand me.
每一个礼拜一他都骂我。
Every single Monday he would reprimand me.
只是因为我礼拜天我去聚会。
Just because I went to a meeting, went to church on Sunday. 如果
他发现我礼拜五、礼拜六都不在的话。
If he found out that I wasn't there Friday and Saturday.
我想他可能要把我开除了。
I think he would probably let me go. Fire me.
那感谢主，我里面有个把握。
But thank Lord, I have this assurance inside.
我在那边欢欢喜喜的领受主的话。
I was very happy to receive the Lord's word.
礼拜一早上我来上班。
And Monday morning, I went back to work.
我来见老板。
I saw my boss.
我说好像我听说那个您身体啊有点不大舒服。
I heard that maybe you are not feeling very well.
他是。
He said yes.
他不是身体不好。
It's not that I wasn't well.
这个那个，我给大家稍微讲一下啊，稍微多解释一下。
Let me explain this.
这个他呢，因为他是一个很吝啬的一个老板。
He's a very stingy person.
舍不得花钱。
He doesn't want to spend money.
其实他一天的工资啊，可能比我一个月的，比我一年都多。
Actually, his salary of one day is probably more than what I make the whole year.
因为他是很大的一个老板。
He's a big boss.
但是他去买东西呢，总是到这个 Target 啊这种店去买。
But when he goes shopping, he always go to shops like Target.
然后还是去买那种 on sale 的东西。
And he would go for the items on sale.
有一次他买了一个那个处理的那个洗发膏。
One time, he was buying a shampoo on sale.
那是礼拜天买的。
He bought it on Sunday.
然后他再洗了一次。
And he used it once.
什么事都没有。
Nothing happened.
然后他呢又不爱干净。
And he's not paying attention to his hygiene.
那么他礼拜四又洗一次澡。
And on Thursday, he had a shower again or bath again.
然后那个洗发精啊，可能就使他有点过敏。
And I think he was allergic to the shampoo.
一点都不痛。
It doesn't hurt.
我就主听我祷告。
But Lord, listen to my prayer.
不过呢，他的眼睛呢就眯成一条缝。
But his eyes were swollen up so that he can hardly see. Open it.
He can see, but it's very ugly look. 看起来非常难看。
His eyes were all swollen up.
因为他是很大的老板。
He is a boss in high position.
所以他觉得这样见人实在不好意思。
And he's embarrassed to see people in his state.
他把他所有的这些资料都拿回家去做。
So he took all his information, all the data to back home to work at home.
后来我问他说：“您那个到底什么是好的呢？”
So I asked him, "So when did you recover?"
他礼拜天下午。
He said Sunday afternoon.
我觉得神实在是在这些事上来建立我的信心。
I truly feel that the Lord is establishing my faith through these incidents.
我不得不降服在他的面前。
I cannot but bow prostrate before him.
他真的是神。
Because he is truly God.
他是神。
He is God.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
主让我在奉献的事上也有点学习。
Lord, the Lord also let me have some learning in the matter of consecration.
因为我们从大陆来的最看重的就是钱。
And an offering, because people from mainland China, we see money as very important.
神在这件事上就特别对付我。
On this matter, God has dealt with me.
你要是，好像那意思就是，如果在这样不学习的话，我就把你钱都拿走。
It's like that. God is telling me that if you do not learn a good lesson on this matter, then I'll take away all your money.
他借着环境，这个让我损失了好多钱。
Through the all kind of situation and environment, that I lost a lot of money.
本来就没钱，还损失好多钱。
I didn't have much to begin with, and then I lost a lot.
然后跟主就服下来。
And so I submit to the Lord.
我就开始学习奉献。
I learned to offer.
非常的稀奇。
Amazingly.
我不仅没有缺乏。
Not only I was not in lack.
别人呢，管我借钱。
Other people would come borrow money from me.
你说借多少
？So how much do you think they're trying to borrow?
一次借一千。
It would be $1,000 each time.
学生哎。
I'm only a student.
在那个时候
，at that time，
他们一开口就借我，管我要一千块钱。
They would come from and ask for $1,000 at a time.
我很高兴，拿支票就给他开一个。
I was really happy. I get my checkbook and write them a
check. 我觉得这是神的荣耀。
I felt this is God's glory.
我觉得这是神儿女的荣耀。
This is the glory for children of God.
弟兄姊妹，钱越用越少的。
Brothers and sisters, you know the more you use money, the less you have.
但是恩典越用越多的。
But the grace is if you use it more, you have more.
那个时候我就花好多时间聚会。
At that time, I spend a lot of time going to meetings.
虽然从早忙到晚。
Although I'm busy from morning till night.
但是，一下了这个一离开学校。
But once I left school,
我就去聚会。
I'll go to the meeting.
只要聚会就去。
As long as there is a meeting, I will go.
有时候去传福音。
Sometimes I go and preach the gospel.
有的时候这个那会儿最忙的时候，一个礼拜八个聚会。
Sometimes in the most busiest time, that one week I'll have 8 meetings to go.
神从来没有亏待过我。
God has never shortchanged me.
我是做生物实验的。
I was a researcher on the.
如果你做过生物实验的话。
If you have you done any biological experiments?
你做一百个实验也不会出一个结果的。
Sometimes you would experiment, do 100 experiments and not come up with anything.
我们那有一个学生，他工作了八年，没有一个正面的结果。
There's a student there who was worked for 8 years and didn't come up with one positive result.
所以他的论文完全就是一些的描述，就是。
So his paper was not. It was only some description.
我们那个学校要求非常严。
Our school has very strict requirements.
博士毕业必须 第一作者，三篇文章在著名的杂志上发表。
The doctorate degree, to get a doctorate degree, you have to publish three papers on three well-known magazines.
Well, on the famous magazine, you have to be the first author.
On the famous magazines, you have to be the first author.
多少学生，多少人花尽多少的时间在里面。
Many students, they have spent a lot of time on this.
他们有些不信的朋友看我这样，他说你一辈子也不想毕业。
Some unbeliever friends, they would tell me that if you're meeting like this, you will never graduate.
神让我做了三个大的实验。
God let me perform three big experiments.
我得到三个结果。
I obtained three results.
三篇文章就出来了。
I wrote three papers.
神就这样让我毕业了。
And God let me graduate this way.
时间越用越少。
Time, the more you use, the less you have.
恩典越用越多。
But grace is different. The more you use it, the more you have it.
弟兄姊妹，神的恩典是越用越多。
Brothers and sisters, God's grace, the more you use it, the more you have it.
所以你看读圣经特别好的那些人。
So you see the people who study the Bible well.
都是特别忙的人。
They are very busy people.
凡是闲着没事干的人，圣经读都不好。
Those people who have nothing to do, they don't study the Bible well.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见神的恩典是何等的稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see how amazing God's grace is.
那当然，神的恩典不仅仅他让我看见他是何等的信实。
Not only God's grace enable me to see how faithful God is.
他是何等的丰富的一位。
How abundant he is.
那么他也让我看见他是何等圣洁的一位。
He also allows me to see how holy he is.
他要在我身上做许多对付的工作。
He has a lot of things. He has dealt with me in a lot of aspects.
我刚才说过，我特别爱这个世界。
I just mentioned that I really like this world.
虽然我被主这么吸引。
Although I was drawn to the Lord in this way.
但是我有一件事放不下的。
But there is one thing that I cannot put down.
就是我喜欢看那个美式足球，就橄榄球。
That's I like to watch football games.
啊，那个 football game 对我来讲，那实在是最大的享受。
Oh, that watching football game is the greatest pleasure.
只要我打开，一定三个半小时过去。
As long as I switched it on, then I would sit there for at least 3.5 hours.
立志行事由得我，只行出来由不得我。
I can have the will to do good, but I cannot do it.
我跟主说，我这次只看看哪个队跟哪个队打。
I told the Lord that this time I want to see which team is playing against which team.
我就看看他那个踢那个球踢的怎么样。
I just want to see how they would kick that ball.
只要我打开电视。
As long as I switch it on, the TV on.
三个半小时过去。
3.5 hours would go by.
一点办法都没有。
I have no way.
一点都控制不住。
I cannot control myself.
主一面吸引我。
Lord is attracting me on one side.
一面这个 football 抓着我。
And then the football is drawing me on the other side.
没有办法。
There's no way.
哦，这个 football 对我来讲实在是极大的痛苦，你知道吗？
This football game is a pain for me.
虽然在那看的时候是那样的 enjoy.
Although I enjoy when I was watching it.
但是看完以后。
But after the game is finished,
好难过。
I felt really bad.
哎呀，我说这三个多钟头，哎，一点圣经都没读。
For 3.5 hours, I did not read the Bible.
时间都过去了。
I wasted the time.
所以我就在神面前就祷告。
So I prayed before God.
我说你必须得帮我解决这个问题。
I said you have to solve this problem for me.
我说我要这样的话没法侍奉。
If I'm this way, I cannot serve you.
我要这样的话，我没有办法能够像弟兄们说的进入到属灵的丰富。
If I'm like this, I cannot tell brothers to go enter into the spiritual abundance.
我在主面前迫切的祷告。
I pray before the Lord earnestly.
每个到礼拜六下午的时候。
Every Saturday afternoon.
因为上午中午基本都到学校去干活。
Because in the morning I usually go to school to work.
到了下午晚比较晚就回家。
In the late afternoon, I would go home.
那晚上这段时间一个人呢，那是很痛苦的一件事。
Because in the evenings I'm by myself, it's a painful thing.
所以如果没有什么东西的话，实在是一定要看那个 football.
If there's nothing else, I have to watch the football game.
那没有办法的事情。
I just can't do anything.
但我就祷告。
So I prayed.
求主真的来吸引。
We asked the Lord to draw me, really draw me.
有一个星期六的下午。
One Saturday afternoon,
我在读一本的这个书。
I was reading a book.
那个是在夏令会的时候弟兄们介绍的。
It's a book that's recommended by brothers in a summer conference.
那个是余成华弟兄写的《生命的信息》，我想大家都知道这本书。
It's a message of life written by Brother Yu.
头一本书我基本都快看到最后了。
I finished the first book almost towards the end.
里面觉得如同嚼蜡。
Oh, I felt it was tasteless.
一点感觉都没有。
I have no feeling at all.
我好失望。
I was very disappointed.
弟兄们介绍这本书，好好好好。
Our brothers was recommending and say this is such a good book.
这本书对你们一定有很大的帮助。
So this book will really help you a lot.
我觉得我好失望。
I was very disappointed.
那么我是读到差不多最后一两篇信息。
I was coming to the end, the last one or two chapters or sermons at the end.
那个星期六的晚上，我说我再试一次吧。
That Saturday evening, I thought I would try it one more time.
我跟主说，你要不吸引我，我说实在是没有办法。
I told the Lord that if you're not drawing me, I have no way to do it.
就在那个晚上。
But that evening.
神把那个信息完全向我。
God has opened up that message for me.
真的好像蜜一样的甜。
It's as sweet as honey.
我再去读圣经。
When I went back to read the Bible.
都不一样了。
It's different.
真的好像比蜂房下滴的蜜还要甘甜。
It's even sweeter than the honey dripping down from the honeycomb.
我读不够一样。
It's I cannot read enough.
一直读，一直读，一直读，一直读。
I keep reading and reading and reading.
当我看时间的时候
When I look at the time again,
已经十一点多了
It's already past 11.
所有的 game 都过去了
All the games are finished.
啊，我真感谢神
I thank God.
从那天开始
From that day on,
football 过去了
This football is past.
它从我生命中完全断开了
And it's relief from my life.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
恩典需要我们来祷告
Grace we can obtain by prayer.
需要我们有渴慕的心。
We need to have the heart desire.
有的时候我们说连渴慕的心也是神的恩典，对不对
？Sometimes we say that this heart desire comes, it's also grace.
这是对的。
This is true.
但有的时候我们忘记了。
But sometimes we forget.
那个渴慕哈，是在神造我们的时候就已经给我们了。
That longing desire is put into us when God made us.
每个人都有渴慕的。
Every single one of us has this desire.
关键你渴慕什么而已。
It's just what you desire.
如果你真的渴慕主的话
，If you longing for the Lord,
主会把恩典多多的加给我们。
The Lord will give you His grace.
就这个台湾呢，他们有一种的这个从前旧式的有一种的这个打井的那种机器。
In Taiwan, there is some old-fashioned things to draw to pump water from the well.
那种机器啊。你要想打水的话
，If you use that machine to draw water from the well，
你必须得先往里倒点水。
You need to first give it some water。
你本来是要水，对不对
？You want to gain water。
但是你要先倒点水进去。
But first you need to pour some water in。
然后你发现那个水就源源不断的就涌流出来了。
Then you find out the water will come out nonstop, continuously。
神在给我们生命气息的时候。
Brothers, so when God gave us His life,
他把许多恩典已经给了我们。
He has already given us a lot of grace.
我们需要把那一点点的渴慕，好像水一样倒下去。
We need to use that grace, just like that little water, to start it off.
虽然那种渴慕恐怕还相当的掺杂。
Although that kind of desire is kind of mixed.
好像还有许多的这个斑点皱纹在里面。
Although it might have lots of spots and blemishes.
但是你知道，从那个里面涌出来的那个恩典是完全是圣洁，完全是纯的恩典。
But the grace that come out from there is completely pure.
弟兄姊妹，责任在我们这边。
Brothers and sisters, the responsibility rests with us.
责任不在神那边。
The responsibility is not on God's side.
一切都是神的恩典。
All everything is the grace of God.
但是责任在我们这边。
But the responsibility is on us.
那么。这个，当我这个在经历这个就是主呼召的时候
，When I was experienced the calling of the Lord，
我曾好几次都要出来侍奉。
There were a few times that I was about to come out to serve Him。
我常常觉得，哎，现在是时候了。
I often feel that this is now the time。
比如说，像我开始那个时候那个感动，我一下子就跟弟兄姊妹讲，我要全心全情侍奉了。
For example, the first time I had this feeling, I told brothers and sisters, I said, I'm going to serve the Lord full time now.
那么主就借着那个弟兄把我给拉下来。
Now the Lord through the brothers told me to hold back.
后来在我学业上实在到了一个关键的时刻。
And then I came to a key moment in my studies.
我给老板干了四年。
I worked for my boss for 4 years.
啊，相当辛苦。
Very hard work.
他用我的成果赚了很多钱。
He used my results to make a lot of money.
但是他写的文章我没有一个名字。
But in his papers, my name was not in any of them.
他把他喜欢的那些人的名字都写在上面。
He put the names of his favorites in his papers.
他就是每天都让我使劲干活。
And every day he worked me so hard.
那么我们因为是博士生。
Because we're doctorate students.
Candidates. 那么我们有一个这个 committee， 就是叫做答辩委员会，对，答辩委员会，就是那个。Committee.
We have a committee for the doctoral students.
Yeah. 那么这个答辩委员会跟我讲说，你要是整天这样给老板干活，我们不给你毕业。
So this committee told me that if you keep working for your boss this way, we'll never let you graduate.
老板跟我讲说，你要不给我这干活，我不给你钱。
But the boss told me that if you don't work for me this way, I will not pay you.
那意思就是说，你就回到中国去。
Then you can go back to China.
左右都不行了。
There's a dilemma, no way out.
你高兴不高兴？
Are you happy now?
我很高兴。
I was very happy.
感谢赞美主啊！
Thank and praise the Lord.
环境的印证啊！
This is a confirmation from the environment.
因为弟兄们讲了，如果有主的呼召。
Because brothers told me that if there was a calling from the Lord.
然后呢，会有环境的印证。
And there is a confirmation and from your surroundings.
现在没路可走了。
Now have no way forward.
就这一条路，对不对？
This is the only way now.
然后我就跟弟兄们去交通了。
Then I share with my brothers and sisters.
我说他们说还有一个条件，就是肢体的印证。
Then they said, well, you need a confirmation from your the members of your body.
所有的人都说你要读书啊，你要读书，对了，你应该读书才对的，是不是？
But all the other people telling me you should study. You study and you'll be okay.
我就跟主祷告。
Then I pray to the Lord.
我说这个 PhD 我是绝对拿不到。
I said I'll never have a chance to get this PhD.
根本不可能。
It's impossible for me to get it.
我说如果要拿的话。
If I was going to receive it.
你来拿。
You get it for me.
我再也不拿了。
I don't want to do this anymore.
这个 PhD 拿的一定是你拿。
This PhD has to, if I get it, it has to be your work.
那个就是一个转机。
That was a turning point.
就是刚才我说的那个三个实验就出来了。
That was what I told you about those three experiments that came out.
我不仅仅毕业。
Not only I graduated.
我还是那一年我们系的最优秀的学生。
I was the cum laude, the best student that year.
因为每一年全校有个年会。
Because every year there's an annual meeting for the school.
每一个系里选一个代表上去发表他的这个成果。
Each major they will select a representative to show them the result.
我根本不想去的。
I didn't want to go.
我说主，这是你做的，不是我做的。
I said, Lord, this is your work, not me.
你要去你就去好了。
If you want to go, go ahead.
但系里规定我一定要去的。
But my school told me, major told me I have to go.
所以在那个最后的年会里面，
so,
我还要去讲那个，说实在的，那完全是主帮着我做出来的结果。
So in the end, I had to attend this annual meeting to show them my results. This is what the Lord has helped me produce.
但主也给我力量。
The Lord gave me strength.
让我在许多人面前说 ，I thank my God.
So that I was able to testify from it, I said, I thank my God.
那 PhD 拿到手了。
I got this PhD degree.
那我跟主说，现在差不多了。
I said to the Lord, I said, this is probably about right.
弟兄们说，找工作嘛，哪有这么简单的事嘛？你得找工作才可以。
The brothers told me that you need to look for a job.
找工作。
Okay, I went look for a job.
然后就是去这个叫什么 interview， 叫什么叫
面试
interview anyway
面试
面试啊，就去面试。
So I went to interviews.
那人家就打算要我。
So they want to hire me.
不过在那段期间，正好因为我的学业已经完全结束了。
So at that time, I completely finished my studies.
虽然老板不想让我走。
Although my boss didn't want to let me go.
但是他也没有办法拦住我。
But he cannot stop me from leaving.
所以我就那个时候就 抽个机会就回家去看一下。
So at that time, I took the chance to go home and visit it.
因为我给他干了那么多年，他没有让我回去过一次。
Because for so many years that I worked for him, he did not give me any time to leave.
那么回去以后呢，那一方面给我家里人传福音。
So when I went home, on the one hand, I can preach to my family.
一方面给我的那些从小长大的朋友们传福音。
I also preach the gospel to my friends whom I grew up with.
那么当我走的时候
，When I was about to leave,
我那些朋友他还送我。
My friends came and said goodbye to me.
他跟我说了一句话。
They told me one thing.
他说我们的钱比你多。
They said we have more money than you do.
但是呢，我们很羡慕你有的那一个。
But we envy what you have.
但是他们又说了一句话。
But they also said something else.
他说你不要忘了这块生你养你的热土。
But don't forget this piece of land which nurtured you and gave you life.
我里面实在不能够忘记这块生我养我的热土。
Inside of me, I truly cannot forget this piece of land which I was born in and I was nurtured.
当我回来的时候
，When I return here,
多少从大陆来的同胞
？So many people from mainland China.
没有一个从大陆来的给他们传福音。
No one of the people, brothers and sisters from mainland, would preach to them.
都是台湾的弟兄姊妹在服侍他们。
All the brothers and sisters from Taiwan were serving them.
主那个时候爱就一直激烈我。
The Lord's love was compelling me at that time.
每一次我觉得我要去工作的时候。
Every time I felt I was going to work.
我里面好像觉得像死了一样。
I feel dead inside.
但我跟主说，我说，人家出来服侍主，人家有印证的。
I said to the Lord, I said, when people come out to serve you full time, they have confirmation.
有护照。
There is a calling.
然后有环境的印证。
There is a confirmation from the surroundings.
有弟兄姊妹的这个印证。
There's a confirmation from the brothers and sisters.
然后还有主明确的话语。
And there is a clear words from the Lord.
有的弟兄们他们出来服侍，那哪一天都是主说的。
And sometimes when brothers came out to serve, and they knew the exact date when the Lord said this.
我说你这里面你看我几乎没有几个嘛，对不对
？And I counted all this. I have a very few of the requirements.
我知道，我说主真的呼召我。
I said I know that the Lord truly called me.
可是我们聚会那些弟兄们，他们这个觉得说这是不可能的一件事情。
But the brothers and sisters I gather with, they felt this was impossible.
然后我又有个工作。
And then I have a job.
环境没有印证，对不对
？And the environment situation did not reassure me. If I could not find a job,
那哈利路亚了。
Then hallelujah.
但现在你又找到了。
But now I found it.
你又没给我说哪天让我出来。
You didn't tell me the date that I was going to come out.
但是每一次我要去答应那边去工作的时候
，But every time I answer and agree to go there to work,
那句话就响在我的耳边。
That those words would sound in my ear.
你不要忘了这块生你养你的热土。
Don't forget the piece of land which gives you life and nurtured you.
那么我实在，因为他们给我一个期限。
They gave me a deadline.
在那天晚上。
At that evening.
弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
Brothers and sisters prayed for me.
我哭了。
I cried.
我说主，我没有人家那么多的证据，我不敢。
Lord, I don't have as many proofs as the others. I dare not.
因为这个前面弟兄们告诉我们说，这个你要自己出来自己负责的。
Because the brothers before told us that if you come out by your own will, then you have to be responsible for yourself.
我知道这句话真的是非常真实的。
I know these words are very true.
我在那祷告。
I prayed again.
主就责备我。
The Lord rebuked me.
你到底要什么？
What do you want?
你要那些干什么？
What do you want them for?
我就跟主祷告。
I prayed to the Lord.
我说生也死也，我这一生侍奉你。
Lord, whether life or death, this life I would serve you.
当我祷告以后。
After I prayed.
整个人非常非常的平安。
My whole being felt this peace.
好几天都没睡着了。
I couldn't sleep for a few days.
好像热锅上的蚂蚁。
It was like ants on a hot pot.
那天晚上非常的平安。
That night I was very peaceful, feel very at peace.
一觉睡到早晨。
I slept uninterrupted through the morning.
第二天早晨就是那个截止的日期。
The next day was the deadline.
我就打电话告诉你们我不去了。
So I called that company and told them I wasn't going anymore.
当我这样做决定的时候。
When I made a decision.
我还不晓得什么叫做侍奉主。
I still didn't know what this mean, what it means to serve the Lord.
当我回头看的时候。
When I look back.
实在是主服侍我们。
It's truly the Lord who is serving us.
实在是主大能的手把我们抓在他的恩典的里面。
His mighty hand is holding us in His grace.
不是我们侍奉他。
It's not that we can serve Him.
实在是他来侍奉我们。
It's He who is ministering to us.
他让我们走上这条蒙福的道路。
He lets us walk on this path of grace.
他开始祝福我们。
He firstly blessed us.
他要祝福我们直到永远。
He will bless us till the end.
愿荣耀归给我们的主。
May glory be given to our Lord.
一起祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank and praise you.
你恩典为我们年岁的冠冕。
Your grace surround and crown our lives.
我们路径都滴下你恩典的脂油。
Our paths are filled with your oil of grace.
我们回想我们的一生。
When we look back into our lives.
我们真是愿意把我们的全心再奉献在你的手中。
We truly want to offer ourselves, our hearts into your hands.
好让你在我们身上的工作得以成就。
So that your work can be fulfilled upon us.
主，我们真是求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
求你来呼召我们。
May you call us.
主，愿我们能够答应你的呼召。
And may we answer your calling.
因为你是何等荣耀的一位神。
Because how glorious a God you are.
愿你在你的儿女们当中兴起一批人来。
May you raise up people from your children.
一生都来侍奉你。
That they will serve you with all their lives.
一生都活在你的面前。
And they will live before you all their lives.
求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy on us.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.